Good morning, everyone. Welcome. It is our pleasure to have this getting together of APIMEC and Eucatex. I would like to congratulate the company on the excellent results, especially this last release. And I would like to thank Eucatex for the holding of this meeting so fast, because you know that we are holding this meeting practically at the same time the results are being released. So without any further ado, I would like to turn it over to Zé Antonio Carvalho, who is Investor Relations Director for Eucatex. Zé Antonio, please. Well, good morning. Thank you all for coming. And thank you all for being joining us for the APIMEC regarding to the earnings release for 2010 of our company. I'm going to stand up so that you can have a better view of our presentation. Well, this is the agenda of our meeting today. I'm not going to refer to all the items. Basically, the idea is for us to present our results for 2010, and especially for those of you that are with us, to have an idea about the Eucatex holding as a whole, its plans, and etc. Well, we have some pictures here. In 2011, Eucatex is turning 60 years old. I think that very few companies in Brazil and perhaps in the world have the capacity of getting to this age that requires tenacity and a capacity to reinvent yourself, because, you know, there are many setbacks along the way. But Eucatex is turning 60. It is an innovative company and very differentiated, as we are going to try to show you along our presentation. Using these pictures as a timeline, Eucatex was founded in 1951. At the time, we already produced wood boards. The difference is that they were less dense. They were insulating panels, so to speak, whose leading application was for acoustic isolation. In 1955, Eucatex, I believe, was one of the first companies to start its exports. At the time, Brazil was a major exporter of farming products, and we started with exports of our manufactured products. In the 70s, we started our hardboard lines, when we have the production of fiber boards. In the 80s, we started to verticalize our production. We bought a series of painting lines for the coating of the fiber boards, and we also started with the production of boards, doors, and panels. In 95, we started with our paint and varnish plant, a very cutting-edge plant with a partnership with SI, with major installed capacity. In 96, we were the first Brazilian company in the industry to receive the ISO certification and also the FS Green seal. In 96, we opened our MDP plant in Botucatu. In 99, in the same plant of Botucatu, we opened our flooring plant. And the period from in the 2000s, basically, we tried to modernize our plants, increase capacity, and reduce costs. Perhaps a good example of that time was in the Salto plant, for instance. We replaced all our boilers that burned gas and oil by biomass boilers. We practically doubled the production capacity of the plant of Botucatu. When it was confiscated, it produced 600 cubics per day. Now it's more than 1,200. In the year of 2007, we had designed the project and opened our recycling line. It's a pioneering project that we are going to refer to later on and very unique in Brazil, at least at this scale. And in the end of last year, we opened our new line of HDF and MDF that we are also going to talk about in our presentation. Well, here are the three manufacturing units of Eucatex. Until very recently, before the opening of this new line, represented the whole of Eucatex. And we are going to talk a bit about each one of them in terms of products, installed capacity, number of employees, and etc. So starting with the plant of Salto, where the group started, as we mentioned, we produce fiberboards in this plant. It's a very interesting product because it is a wood panel that, differently from MDP, MDF, is formed without the need to add glue to it. And this is a competitive advantage that is very interesting for the company. This is a plant that has a significant built area, more than 150,000 square meters. It is a large plant. We also have an important capacity for the production of panels on doors, more than 1.8 million pieces, and the painting capacity, 50 million cubic meters. Then we have our MDP plant that is located in Botucatu, also a very unique plant for Brazil, and very few in the world are like it, with a very large capacity. It's the only plant in Brazil that during the building of the MDP board, you can also work with the lamination of paper. And then you have the finished board at the end of the process. In our competitor, that demands at least two more operations. So it's a very competitive plant. In addition to MDP, we also produce flooring, and our capacity of MDP is 430,000 cubic meters, and for flooring, 6 million square meters. We also have the coating. This is another differential, not only because of the capacity, but the different kinds of coating that we can produce. Most of our coatings are exclusive and unique in the market. And then we have our paint and varnish unit with a significant installed capacity, 36 million gallons a year, a very modern plant with technology of SI. Well, the slide talks a bit about the products that we mentioned in the previous slide. So starting with fiberboards, our capacity utilization was relatively stable when we compare 2009 and 2010, approximately 86-87%. Nevertheless, although we had the stability, we had an important growth in market share in our domestic market. And basically, production was the same, but what we did was to channel products to the domestic market, reducing our sales in exports, since the domestic market has been compensating the company substantially better than the foreign market. What we see to the bottom right side is that the domestic market of fiberboards has remained stable in the years of 2009-2010, in fact showing some reduction as compared to 2008. Eucatex also had a slight reduction in 2009, but we recovered our volume base, and in 2010 we are at the same level of 2008. Another important aspect to draw your attention to in the slides is cost. you see that costs relative to electricity and thermal power are very important. And this is a major differential of the company. As for thermal electricity, which is based on steam, this is all generated by the recycling plants. We don't burn gas and we don't consume forests for the generation of steam. It's all based on our recycling project. As for electric power, we have a very good contract, a competitive contract, and we have bought energy until the end of 2012. And in the next months, we are probably going to start negotiations for the purchase of energy for the following period. The next product is MDP, as in the fiberboard. Our utilization of capacity was basically stable, around 85%. In this case, utilization is just for the production of MDP. The complement between 85 and the full utilization of the line is for the production of floors, because in the same press in Botucatu, we produce MDP and also subtract for our flooring. So although we have produced the same levels, there was a reduction in our market share from 15% to 12%, and that can be explained on our bottom right chart. The market had significant growth from 2009 to 2010 because we are operating. When you add flooring close to our installed capacity, that ended up meaning a loss in market share. But it's important to see all the market oscillation along time. The red bar shows the market. You see that in 2006, 100, 2008, 120, due to the crisis, not because of a lack of installed capacity, the market retracted to 114. And it went back to growing to 135. And you see Ocatex with a very uniform behavior. And that, as we are going to see in the following slide, is much related to the strategy adopted by the company. The company adopts a strategy of differentiation and strategic positioning to its customers. So the predictability of our business is very good, and we are much less susceptible to market variations than the competition. The slide is what I told you, portrays our strategy very well. When we take a look at 2010, 96 of the products sold were coated products. And on the other hand, we see that the market sold 23% of coated products. So we see the market as a seller of commodities, a manager of costs, and always subject to market fluctuations. So the market in 2009 was a bad market, and what happens with the competition is that it is hurt in terms of volumes and prices. The Ocatex, in turn, went through this period without a major surprises in terms of volumes. Of course, the price was a bit affected, but that has to do with our differentiated products. So you're talking about very exclusive, high-shine products like Leica, Formtop, and Vitro. There is no parallel in the market. No competitor has this capacity or has developed products that are similar to ours. These are exclusive in our company. Laminate flooring, we had also a very good year, helped by the civil construction industry, which is going through a very positive moment, and we have enjoyed this moment. But certainly, I can say that we are better taking better advantages of the market than our competitors. We had an expressive increase in our capacity utilization. We are at 67%. That led to a substantial increase in our market share. Today, we have 36% of market share compared to 30% last year, and that can be seen in the bar chart. You see that in the comparison year on year, the market grew by 18% and the company grew by 40%. So that shows the assertiveness of the standards that we have created, the strategy of communication to the market, our building of teams, and etc. Those 67% is used in terms of capacity. In the year of 2011, we are going to open a new flooring line that is probably going to double our installed capacity, because the 67% reflects to an average use of the floor line throughout the year and does not reflect peak moments or the fourth quarter. If you get the use of the line in September, October, November this year, we are very close to the installed capacity. So in the year of 2011, we have already purchased equipment that is going to be installed throughout this year. Paint and varnish, a very similar behavior to what we have seen in floors. We have experienced growth that is substantially higher than the market. Going to the bar chart in the bottom part, when we take a look at 2006, for example, we see the red bar with a growth of 40% compared to 2006, and Eucatex with more than 150% in the same period. A result of that is a growing market share. In 2010, we estimated that 8% market share for our paints. Today, certainly, we are the fourth or fifth largest brand in the market in terms of market share. And as for the use of capacity, on the other hand, which is a very positive aspect, the company is around 50 to 55% installed capacity. So the growth that the company is experiencing can continue and continue without the need of new investments in capacity. We can continue growing with the installed capacity available. Well, this is a slide with a series of information about our new plant, Eucatex. On October 27, 2010, produced its first board. This is a plant whose main objective is the production of HDF. HDF is a board that is similar to an MDF board, but generally it has a thinner thickness. Generally, MDF is 15 millimeters, and this is less than that. And the difference that this board, in addition to being thinner, it is denser. So it has mechanical characteristics and resistances that are superior to MDF. Once more, bringing a parallel to what we do in the MDP market, in HDF and MDF market, the company tried to differentiate itself. The competition as a whole has plans for the production of thick boards. Eucatex, although it can make thick boards, it specialized in the production of thinner boards. What is interesting about these thinner boards is that, well, first, we sell thinner boards by square meter. We are expressing the installed capacity of the plant in cubic meters and square meters. You're talking about 110 million square meters or 275 cubic meters in terms of volumes. What is interesting is that the square sorry, the cubic meter of the thin board is sold at the market by twice as much the cubic meter of a thicker board. So it's very difficult for you to assess Eucatex. It's 275,000 cubic meters. It's much better to take a look at square meters because you're talking about a major difference between thin and thick boards. You're talking almost of a ratio of 1-2. And this plant is in operation. It was built inside our Salto plant, and that brings a series of advantages for us. We are sharing a series of costs in terms of plant management, maintenance, and smaller things like cafeteria, gates, etc. These are all shared. And in addition, and I'm going to talk about the products that are going to be produced there, commercial channels or the channels that we are going to be using are precisely the same of the products that we already have. So we did not have to hire anything for the commercial area. The administrative structure of the company as well already can take in this additional volume that comes from HDF. So we haven't had any hires in the administrative department as well. So to summarize, what we hired for the new line was operation personnel, which basically gives us expectation of EBITDA that is very substantial and much higher than what we have been recording so far. The idea is to be about 40% in our EBITDA margin, and when the line is operating in its full, and as you can see on the right-hand side, this is going to happen within 2 years. We are going to be able to add 8 million reals at current prices to our cash position. As for sales, we had a relative tranquility in the placement of our products. There is serious competition, but we have high diversity in the use of these products. We are not focused on the furniture industry only, but we also want to produce substrate for floors, doors and panels for civil construction, and also export when necessary. Total investment in the line was 265 million reals. Well, this is just out of curiosity, some pictures of our line. And as I mentioned, the company started operations in October last year. Well, I have finalized the presentation of our products and their behavior and performance in the market. And now I'm going to talk about what these products represent in Eucatex's revenues. What is interesting, and our growth has been very intensive, is the importance of flooring and paint products in the breakdown of our revenues. It's not shown here, but I have it by heart. In 2008, so for us not to go way back, paints accounted for 18% of our revenues. In 2010, 18 went to 22. And the floors were about 9% of our revenues and are now 14%. So these are products that have benefited from this good moment the construction is going through. And we have been right in our mix and communication to the market to take advantage of this moment. In the bottom part, there is nothing really new here. We have basically the breakdown of our revenue of sales by segment. You see that exports are really just 3%, and the major representation is in the segment of civil construction and the furniture industry. Well, Eucatex, well, we have our paint productions, but we are basically talking about forest activity. So sustainability and forest sustainability are key issues for the company. We are gradually increasing our forest base. We closed the year with 71 farms and almost 46,000 hectares of forests. That almost guarantees a self-sufficiency in terms of the consumption of wood. It's very true. We have been buying wood in the market. We buy 10, 15, even 20% of our needs. It depends on the opportunity that we have. When the opportunity is posed, sometimes we advance in our purchases a little. And when it's expensive, we consume a bit of our forest. But we are moving towards self-efficiency. In the bottom left part, we have the evolution of our planted areas. In 2009, we had a reduction in the planting. This is basically due to the crisis. But in 2010, we resumed levels up to 4,000 hectares. And this year, we plan to plant 48,000 hectares, which is slightly above our capacity. Our average radius in the year of 2010, and that varies a bit quarter on quarter, year on year, depending on the forest that is being harvested, is 158 kilometers. And in Botucatu, a bit out of the scope of 19 kilometers, but remember that although south is a bit more distant from forests, it is very close to the consuming market. So there is a set off here.
Something that we have mentioned upon our opening, that we have a number of certificates, such as ISO 14001 and the Green Seal granted by FSC. This slide, for those who have been following our company, this is no big news, but I think it's important to show this slide and how proud we are of it. We have developed a pioneer project, and from the environmental perspective, it is really appealing. It is a project that is taking place in Salto because the plant is close to large cities. Salto is close to Campinas and Sorocaba and São Paulo, in the state of São Paulo. As a consequence, as a result of sophisticated logistics, we can collect wood remains and waste at plants and large cities, and we take that back to the plant. We process it. As you can see in the picture, we remove all kinds of residues such as plastic, cement, iron. We separate, and 100% of the thermal power that is used in Salto's unit comes from recycling. In 2010, as well as 2009, we collected almost 100,000 tons. In 2011, we expect to bring up this level because we have already installed a new wood area. So now it means that we are going to use this material for production of fiber boards in addition to thermal power. It means that we are going to expand our installed capacity in addition to using more steam in the new plant. When we reached our 240,000 tons of processing capacity, that will mean 1,500 forests effectively planted. If we make a quick calculation, multiplying it by 7, because eucalyptus takes 7 years to grow, it means savings of over 150 million reais. In addition to being very interesting from an environmental perspective, it is economically sound.
Thank you.
here we have some indicators. Probably you are all aware of them. And we have observed very positive trend. And they are very positive for the purchase of our products in Brazil. Demand is given. What the problem is that sometimes we cannot transform the demand into purchase. Those conditions have been improving, however, in recent years, because now unemployment rate is going down. Real wage has been really increasing, the real wage mass. And consumers have also improved their confidence rates. If the person has a job, has income, and believe in the market, consumption takes place. So this is a very positive setting and has impact our results. Some other indicators in civil construction, as we've noticed, loans based on the workers' compensation and other systems, the mortgage loans granted, have really expanded. Real estate credit as opposed to GDP is still not significant, even when we compare to other similar countries such as Mexico or Chile. Consequently, we believe there is still room for further growth, because differently from what we used to have, there is a legal, regulatory, and tax environment which is really favorable. A turning point was a change in the legislation if you are purchasing a real estate. In addition to a number of incentive programs, tax exemption, expanded loans for purchasing the first house, My House, My Life, the official government program. So from our perspective, very positive. I was reading today in the newspaper that 2011 will be the year of furniture. Of course, new real estates, houses and apartments have been bought, so now people will have to buy furniture. So this year will be very good for furniture and for home appliances. Everyone is quite optimistic. Talking about the results in 2010, we can see some highlights. Gross revenue have experienced 20% increase compared to previous year. Recovery in our gross margin. 2010 was a year where volumes picked up again, and at the same time, prices improved. So it meant gross margin higher than previous year. It has impact our EBITDA, recurring EBITDA, of about 20% compared to our revenues, as you can see in the slide, as opposed to 17.7% in 2009. Our net income, comparing this year and previous year, there has been a decrease. But in 2009, there was an exceptional event, which was participating in the refis in the tax amnesty program. It had a huge impact, 170 million reais of tax exemption. After a while, the company is going back to distribute dividends, 25 million reais on dividends and interest on equity. This year, we have a very important sale, which is 300 Alquiers. Very well positioned. It cost over 80 million reais. It was a disinvestment of Santa Luisa Farm, and this will mean more cash to move ahead with further investments. At the same time, we sold this farm in Itu. We purchased a farm in Botucatu, same size. It's a great area, very good from the forest perspective. and we paid 6 million reais. So that was a very good exchange of assets. And in 2010, we also opened our new line of HDF MDF. This is the first year that by determination we have adopted IFRS. We are publishing 2009-2010 financial results based on the rules dictated by it. Here we have all the impacts on financial statement, financial results. First of all, we have reviewed some of the useful life of our assets. So we had a decrease in depreciation because we expect our assets to last longer. It was 11 million. Of in fact, the forest, the wood that we had been taken, which used to be just determined by the cost of implementation and maintenance, how much did it cost to plant it? That's what we allocated for cost. However, now we allocate what's the net value of the wood in the market. The market value is higher than the cost of producing it. Another important adjustment was the so-called fair value of the of biological assets. We have a forest asset. In 2009, the wood from the forest area was valued at the wood price in 2009. 2009 was a year of economic crisis, and wood cost less than what it costs now. Naturally, the forest grows from one year to the other, not only because of the positive variation of wood price, but also the growth of the trees that had been a positive adjustment in the so-called fair value of biological assets. Then a slow effect of 1.2, a smaller effect of 1.2, which was interest in purchase of assets in financing lines. They were capitalized, and the interest rate have been allocated as expenses, but they have been capitalized in our assets. So a positive adjustment of 1 million reais. And finally, the effect over income tax, which is a sum of all those adjustments. So those were the modifications introduced by IFRS. The balance sheets being published today, there are like 50 explanatory notes about this new system and the impact they have on our financial statement. In 2010, in our financial statements, those were the facts I have just related, just listed to you. Now, going into further details and analyzing 2010 as opposed to 2009, we can see an increase in net revenue, recovery in gross margin, 2.6 percentage points. We had a significant increase in number of reais, 30% increase in gross margin. Conversely, administrative expenses are under control and stable as opposed to 2009. Commercial expenses went up, but less than our revenues. Those that have increased are the variable ones, but what it means in terms of impact because of revenues really reduced. And finally, what we call other operational costs. Many adjustments had been made in 2010. That Santa Lucia farm was sold, and that had an impact because the accounting value was much lower than the final amount for which it was sold, than the fair value of biological assets. And at the same time, in 2010, there was the effect of the tax amnesty program. It means that we had a very positive impact here. In 2010, we also experienced other effects on the financial data. We have been spending pre-operationally elements with the new line of HDF. As I told you, it started operating in October last year. And, of course, it has experienced constant growth, but it has impacted very little. At the same time, we had the infrastructure for this line to operate already installed. But inevitably, a number of costs and expenses had to be made, a number of expenses, better saying, had to be made to put it into operation. We have here recurring EBITDA because we think this is what makes sense to understand the company. It was 160 million reais as opposed to 100 million from the previous year. And the net income, 120 million, as opposed to 199 last year, because last year we were influenced by the joining the program of tax amnesty. Here we have some financial indicators. They show a very positive performance of the company. First, NOR per employee. We have a very constant growth of 10% year after year. Revenues as opposed to number of employees, except for 2009, where there was a decrease in administrative expenses. Gross income, except for 2009, has shown an increasing curve, especially concerning the figures in reais. And the same applies to EBITDA. Very positive, increasing trend, especially concerning the percentage, except for the year 2009. I don't want to go into too many details about investments, but we made 200 million in reais investments in 2010 to complete the new HDF line and the related projects. And at the same time, we've acquired devices and machinery for finishing. Once we have prepared the line of substrate, and according to the company strategy, we are reinforcing our area of coatings and finishing layers so that we can maintain the same levels as MDP in sales of added value products, trying to avoid the concept of commodities. In 2009, the number used to be 160, and part of that focused on the new line. In 2009, we invested 120 million in the new line, and this last year, 137. Indebtedness, we did have an increase in our indebtedness, 156 million reais as opposed to 121 last year. But what it represents as opposed to cash generation or operational cash is really reduced. It's just one time. And the growth results from all the investments that we have made, almost 200 million reais were invested in 2010. The purchase of, rather, the sales of a Santa Lucia farm, the effect it had over 2010 is almost null. It was sales in installments, and we are getting paid throughout 2011, 2012. So in terms of cash impact, it was almost zero. In the third quarter, July last year, we signed a protocol with the city administration of Ribeirão in the state of Pernambuco, up northeast of Brazil, to open a new paint plant. If we are working with 65% of our installed capacity in Salto, why build a new plant? Well, the motivation was logistically based. We have been selling a lot to the Northeast, but you all know that this is a region which has been growing at a two-digit rate, much more than the other regions in Brazil. So we decided to have a water-based paint plant there. Those water-based paints are easier to manufacture, and they are low-cost paint, to which freight costs add a lot. So it was a decision based on logistic issues. We are going to produce 1.6 million liters per month of products, investing 10 million reais plus working capital. We expect to double our market share in the Northeast and have very quick return on investment. At the same time, we are going to have not only this water-based paint plant, but also create a distribution center to favor our logistics for other products such as solvent-based paints, laminate flooring, and doors. Quite an interesting strategy. Differently from we had initially thought about doing, we are reviewing our schedule. It's been somewhat more difficult than we expect to prepare the plant. Rather than the end of the first half of the year, we probably should have it ready in operation the end of the third quarter. Now, getting to the end of our presentation, the company has generated a number of financial results and has taken initiatives such as holding a meeting like that. We've now migrated to level one in the market. So those movements and our sound results have meant a significant increase in number of shareholders. We have higher or more transactions in the capital market, and the price per share has also increased. Our share prices have increased. The multiples of our company compared to our competitors and also some other companies in the industry, we are still very shy, 0.7 of our equity, shareholders' equity and market cap as opposed to EBITDA, 4.2. We have, I don't know if you can see it well, our shareholders' equity trend, which means a share price of 10 reais. This is our last slide. It is a summary of my presentation, at least from the concept, perception, or strategies, and the strengths and advantages that the company has compared to its competitors. The first one is innovation, creativity, and unique positioning. As you've seen, Eucatex has made significant investments in all its participating markets. We have very good market share rates. Eucatex is a company that tries to offer unique products, identifying opportunities and niches where we can offer different products to our clients, be strategically positioned, and at the same time offering good margins to ourselves and to our clients, posing ourselves in a less susceptible position to market turmoils. We have a strategic foothold in main consumer markets and national sales teams. I was talking before we started with some of the members of the audience that Eucatex is one of the few paint companies that sell all over Brazil. I think Souvenir and Coral have the same kind of sales coverage. Eucatex is present in almost all Brazilian municipalities and definitely in all states of the country. Very few paint companies have this kind of performance. In addition, we have regional offices in all furniture areas in Brazil. We have a management position, we have sales reps in all different furniture centers of Brazil. Partnerships with big foreign companies to supply products to global markets. I failed to mention that, but we have a controlling company in the U.S. based in Atlanta, where they make the distribution of our products to the Brazilian market, as well as coordinating our exports. In the U.S., we have Home Depot as a very strong partner. It's the largest home improvement company in the U.S. They have revenues of over $160 million, the very good partners, and we don't sell more to them because Brazilian market has been more attractive. But we have a very good hedge because if differently from what we think, the exchange rate goes up, we can definitely expand our exports. Environmental responsibility, we have FSC Green Seal to all our products, environmental and forestry management. The fact that we have been awarded Green Seal means our products have quality. We have very well managed forest, uniform forest, and it ensures quality of our product. Not to mention access to markets that consider environmental responsibility as something key. And this is a factor that has gained more and more momentum in our consumers' head. We are a forest-based company, so sustainability is absolutely key, and that has been guaranteed by large forest areas and innovative recycling program. Brand strength, Eucatex as company with high penetration in furniture industry. We can see that from our clients. So fiberboards and Eucatex are synonyms. In civil construction, we are very strong in supplying doors, and we are leaders in partition and boards and panels. And verticalization provides greater stability. We become less susceptible to market variations. I have mentioned a few, for example, production of panels, doors, and partitions from fiberboards, or production of flooring systems from MDP boards. We also have verticalization in supply. The paper that is used to coat boards is impregnated, and it receives a lacquer coating. The paper that we used is also printed in-house, so it's a very interesting verticalization process. Well, overall, that was my message to you this morning, sharing with you our 2010 financial results and strategies of the company. Thank you very much, and I'll be glad to answer your questions now.
Thank you, Jose Antonio, for your presentation. Very encompassing, very clear. Eucatex had been making presentations for some time now, with frequent presentations with us. And then the series was interrupted, but we are resuming the series now at a very special moment for the company, as we can see based on its numbers and its financial data. And this tradition is being resumed. Then it is the second year in a row that we are having this kind of presentation. And I would like basically to highlight these resumed event to give the company the seal of frequency, of attendance. This is something that I'm giving to José Antonio on behalf of APIMEC to Eucatex.
The seal is up to 99 years, so we have the possibility of having many, many events to come. But the base idea of this award is really to recognize the effort of companies of being closer to the market, of bringing their results, exposing themselves to the market in an open manner. So we are now going to start with our Q&A session. This presentation is also being webcasted, so please, those that are going to ask your questions, please wait for the microphone to come so that those that are following us online can hear the questions. And please do identify yourselves, and we are going to open for Q&A.
Good morning. I'm Fabio de Araújo from Gestor de Recursos. I'm a resource manager. I have a doubt about one before the last slide. You said that your shareholders' equity is 0.7 of the market share, or the. But I see that in December 2010, you had 10.14. And the share was 720. Why do you have this ratio of 0.7? This is lower than that. The quotation is lower than the shareholder's value. Yes, this is exactly what we wanted to show. In December, the 720 represented 0.7 times the shareholder's equity. Okay, it's not... the shareholders' equity, on quotation, on price quotation. It's the other way around. Yes. Okay, I understood that. Now, this reassessment of your forest equity assets, is it reflected on 2010? Because there was an increase in the net equity of 190 million. Is that correct?
Well, Sergio is the company's controller. I think he can answer this question is better.
Well, the reassessment of farms by the fair amount had an impact of 89 million in the net worth that is recorded in this year.
Good morning. I'm Eduardo Silveira from Fontan Corretora, a broker. I have two questions. First, if you could break down the 50 million, the difference from the recurring EBITDA and the reported EBITDA for 2010, just for us to have an idea of the effects that were non-recurring and what we can expect from now on. And the second question is the amount to be received with the sale of farms between 2011 and 2012. Well, I'll try to answer, but again, perhaps Sergio has more information on that. But in 2010, we had the sale of the Santa Luzia farm that produced an important result in terms of generation of cash because of the difference between the sales price and accounting price. And we discounted that from the EBITDA, so the recurring EBITDA is not considering this amount. Also, during the period, we had some events. I can't quantify that, but throughout the year of 2010, we had pre-operational expenses with the new plant, the hiring of people to operate the plant, and we did that much before we started operation. We had costs with training and the payroll of this personnel, which is not reflected in the recurring EBITDA. Later on, if you want, I can leave you my card and give you in detail the difference between one and the other. But I would say mainly it is the sale of the farm and pre-operational expenses in the new plant. As for the receiving schedule, we sold the farm by 85 million reals in 25 installments. Those installments amount to 2.2 million.
30 million down payment, and then 25 installments of 2.2 million. And the installments are going to be paid along the year of 2011 and 2012. So in 2010, you had an effect of 30 million reals. I'm sorry, it was my mistake.
Okay, this is Marcos Cavallotti. I would like to know if you could elaborate a bit on the investments that you're making in the Northeast. You said that they are going to be expanded now to the second quarter, and I see that in the first phase, the amount that is going to be invested is about 10 million. My question is that something related to the political scope of the Northeast, or is it just related to logistics? I wouldn't say that you had a political aspect. You could also consider that. But by signing this protocol, the area where the company is going to be installed was the fruit of a donation. That is, the city wanted to have a company like Cortex, and the mayor gave us the land to establish our plant. And the formalization of this donation took a bit longer than we expected, and that's why we did not start work. So we couldn't start with our financing, for instance, because we did not have the land. We couldn't start with landfilling or projects because we are not sure about the land. So it took some time for this to be formalized, and then there was a delay that we believe that is going to lead to a 90-day delay in the startup of the line. I was asking about the total amount of the investment. It seems low to me for a first phase, just 10 million. If you could tell me as a whole how much you're investing. Well, indeed, that's what is the interesting part of this equation. The production of water-based paints does not demand major investments, to tell the truth. The fact that we already have investments made in São Paulo, we have an intelligence that is ready in São Paulo, we have laboratory product development and everything, enables us with low amount of investment in the Northeast to have the plant up in operation. Most likely, if we didn't have the investments in São Paulo, intelligence and everything, you would have to have a much bigger investment for the same level of production. So it is a very modest investment in terms of the return that it can bring to the company. Okay, thank you very much. Good morning. I'm Matheus from Sirius. I have a question. There was a recent news in the government of São Paulo extending an ICMS reduction for wooden panels and also financial to furniture customers that are based in São Paulo. The news talks about MDF, but is it for all kinds of panels, all kinds of boards? Does it have an impact on you? We believe so. I think this is very good news for plants in São Paulo, but we just heard about that on Sunday, it was published by Estado de São Paulo newspaper, and I haven't heard of anything today. Both yesterday on Monday, we tried to have the project in its full to try to understand, because as we see it, those that buy wooden boards from manufacturers that are based in the state of São Paulo, we can have a billed ICMS of 7%, and 5% is going to be granted by the government. So the company pays 7 and takes a credit of 12, which is a great incentive for the purchase of boards in the state of São Paulo. That will certainly help us in terms of competitivity. It's Eucatex and Duratex that have plants in São Paulo.
In the newspaper, they talked about MDF only. But I believe that other boards, such as MDP and fiber boards, will be also encompassed. But I haven't had access to the law yet. I hope that until Friday we can have the project in its full. Yes, so you're talking about a 5% savings that would be somehow shared by you and your customer in 100% of your sale of boards. Well, we have our industry director here, but basically a message to him is the following. If the customer pays the same that they paid before, they will have the same credit. If they bought a board of 10 and in there you had ICMs that could have 12% of the amount of the board, they will have the same level of credit. So they should be paying the same. So the 5% should be an incentive for the local industry. Any more questions? Well, while the audience is thinking of new questions, I'm going to ask a question myself. When we see the evolution of numbers and, you know, when we think from here on, we see that there is a generation of cash that is associated to a lower investment because heavier investments in the new plants have been concluded. And a very small need for the repayment of debts and everything. And that opens room strategically for new investments. Am I correct to think along this line? Strategically speaking, what will be Eucatec's next step, from now on? Well, indeed, there is an expressive cash generation, and on the other hand, as we showed, we have a relatively low indebtedness, a net cash ratio of one time. We have, for the year of 2011, the need to complement some investments. These are important investments, as I mentioned. We closed the plant, but the way that we are going to operate is going to be differentiated. We don't want to work with commodity products, so we are going to be investing in launching in finishing lines, and we are also doubling our flooring capacity. But still, we have substantial cash generation and low indebtedness. So we are thinking of ways of giving continuity to Eucatec's growth. We have a major opportunity of digesting, so to speak, the new plants, but we are looking for new opportunities. These new opportunities not always depend on us only. Eucatec has a very good platform in civil construction. We could be adding other products that could make use of the same channel we operate in. Eucatec has a very large team and a very sound name, so it would be an opportunity to be adding other products in the area of civil construction to increase our base, or even think of a consolidation in the furniture industry. But these movements do not depend on us alone. We are aware of these movements, and we know that we are going to have a very good cash position in the future. So what are the investments for 2011 to complement the new plant? Well, we always have a constant investment, so to speak. We have to replenish the forests, so we have an investment of 25, 30 million reals annually for forest replenishment and 20 million that we call manufacturing support. Plants need maintenance, maintenance in terms of investment. So it's 50 million altogether in this two aspects. For 2011, we should have additional expenses of 80 million in these new investments. Investments then directed to coating lines and flooring lines. We also have an important complement in the area of recycled products. We are buying new equipment to improve our efficiency, so we are talking about an extra 80 million reels.
Okay, any more questions?
Well, if there are no more questions, I would like to thank you all for joining us. I hope to see you in the next events. I would very much like to thank Eucatex for this opportunity. And again, I would like to highlight that the company is strongly represented today. We have officers from several areas following the presentation. And I thank particularly José Antonio that has developed a very clear presentation, an encompassing presentation to us all. So I'm going to turn it over to José Antonio for his final considerations. Well, again, I would like to thank you and tell you on behalf of our company that we have a very optimistic message. It is optimism with, you know, our 2 feet on the ground, very responsible. We are very excited about the year of 2011. We are leaving a moment of peak in terms of tension. We've been through a moment of very strong investments, and we enjoyed very little from the investments made. So it's going to be in 2011 that we are going to enjoy the investments made in 2009 and 2010. It's certainly a turn point for the company in terms of revenues and our cash position. And what we tried to tell you in addition to this optimism is that Eucatex is a company that has a strategy. We are thinking of our market positioning every day, about the development of new products. So we are not in the market as just a passenger that is subject to the fluctuations of the market, but rather as a company that tries to find its own space, defining its strategies, and doing that in a very thoughtful manner. In addition, we believe that we are going to benefit not only of the good moment the civil construction is going through, but also of, you know, the boom that we are going to have in the furniture industry. If you buy a new home, you want to have closets and furniture pieces and everything. So all that tells us that we are going to have a very positive 2011. As people say that all, you know, business community wants to reproduce the year of 2010. We don't think the market is going to have the same position of 2010. It's not going to be as good. It's going to be a bit more modest than 2010. But we really think that Eucatex is well prepared to have an excellent year for all the aspects I mentioned. So once again, I thank you. And even later on, if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to ask them. Have a good day, everyone.